Okay, Horios per Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. The Mishnah is kind of getting a bit off topic. We're going to come back on topic by the end of the Mishnah because we're going to answer the question: what happens if you have both a par Hamashiach and you also have a par of a Helim Dovar? So which one gets Kadima? Which one's offered first? But before we discuss that, we're going to discuss the general principles of Korbanos. If you have two Korbanos to do at the same time, which one goes first? And really that extrapolates out to mitzvahs in general. There's a guiding principle that if you have two mitzvahs to do at the same time, which one should go first? It says the Mishnah, Kol hatadir mechavero kodem es chavero. Whichever one is more frequent of the two, that's the one that gets precedence. Which means, if you have the possibility now of doing two things at the same time, you have to choose which one. So tadirus, frequency, gets priority. This, I think, is known by the general rule of tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem, which means kind of the same thing. The important point here is that we are talking about a tadirus, a frequency which is based on halachic mandates. In other words, we're saying, the Mishnah is thinking, let's say, for example, you have the regular daily morning offering, the Tamid Shel Shachar, and you also have the Musaf of Shabbos, which one should go first? The answer is, the Tamid Shel Shachar goes first because that's 7 days a week, and the Musaf of Shabbos is one day a week. And similarly, if you have, let's say, a Musaf for Shabbos and a Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, I should say Rosh Chodesh for that matter, Musaf Shabbos and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Again, the Shabbos would go first because it's more frequent. The same goes, let's say, Rosh Chodesh against Rosh Hashanah. Importantly, this can apply to mitzvahs in general, but it applies in terms of measuring how frequent something is, it depends on how often it's mandated to be done. So just for example, let's say, for example, you now have two brachas to make. You're not sure, should you make your Asher Yatzar or should you make your Brei Nefashos? And let's say, hypothetically, you eat a lot of, I don't know what, all day, and you make Brei Nefashos 10 times a day, and you only say Asher Yatzar 5 times a day. So does that mean that the Brei Nefashos is more tadir, more frequent? The answer is no, because you have no obligation during the day to say your Brei Nefashos. You do have an obligation at least once a day in the morning to say Asher Yatzar, and therefore, lechor, that would be the one that is considered to be more frequent because of the halachically mandated frequency. Okay, that's rule number one. Rule number two is v'chol ha'mukudash mechavero, kodem es chavero. If you have two things to do simultaneously, and one is in some way more kodesh than the other, more sanctified, more so then it gets priority. So how would that play out? So this is pretty interesting, says the Gemara. If you had, let's say, blood to offer of a chatas and of an ola, so which should be offered first? Says the Gemara, the chatas goes first. Why? Because the chatas blood can atone even for a mitzvah's lo sa'aseh, and a prohibition from the Torah, which carries a severe penalty of karas, if done on purpose, whereas an ola only atones for something like a mitzvah's ase, so that's less potent, and therefore the chatas blood would be offered first. However, if you have a question, what should be offered first? The sacrificial parts on the mizbeach of a ola, which is essentially not just the emurim, but also the evarim, the limbs, as well as the innards, because everything on the ola gets burned. Whereas for a chatas, you only have the emurim, the inner parts, the specific sacrificial parts that get burned, but not the rest of it. So the ola, the burnt offering, gets kadima, gets priority, because it's entirely burned, therefore it has like sort of an elevation in terms of its kadush in that regard. If you'll ask the question, wait a second, what happens if you have something which is more frequent but less kodesh, or less frequent but more kodesh, which of these two rules gets priority? Ask the Gemara that very question and does not resolve it, and therefore the Rambam paskins, you can do whichever one you want. Finally, says the Mishnah, if you have para Mashiach or para Egda, you have both those options, omdim, both of them to do. So para Mashiach kodon lo para Egda, b'chol ma'asav. So the Kohen Gadol's Korban, for his erroneous ruling that he followed by mistake, he should bring that one first, before the regular Parhelim Davar is brought. The reason why is because it's understood from Pesukim that the Kohen Gadol is sort of our representative, let's say Yom Kippur, and therefore it's important that he gets atonement first, prior to worrying about his atonement should precede that of the Am. In fact, there's a pasuk like that. Interestingly, the Rambam understands that not just a general principle, but a specific thing, because the Rambam seems to understand that, at least the Chachila, the Kohen Gadol is the one who should be offering the Parhelim Davar, and therefore for sure want him to get his atonement first, because he's our functionary to offer the Parhelim Davar, so he should get atonement first. But it's not clear that that is an obligation. The Rambam suggests it is. And I think clearly everybody, because there are other sources like Torah's Kohen saying that it doesn't have to be a Kohen, but a Kohen headed is kosher as well. Therefore, perhaps it's just Lechachila, Kohen Gadol, but Bidiyev, not necessarily. At all events, it seems that the Kohen Gadol should get his atonement, or should get his atonement, bring his bull first.